Rainey.
Hi, Taylor.
Welcome to
Much Ado About Some Shit,
where every week, Rainey tries to talk me into watching garbage television by walking me through something.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
You know what we're doing. For the people at home.
Tell the people.
In the listening
realm.
Yeah, the listening bracket.
The realm of only ears.
We're continuing our lovely work with Couple to Thruple.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Do you remember anything?
Oh, I repressed so much. well, we have the lovely individuals
up
here.
Yes, yes.
To anyone who is audio only, don't worry. You can see any photos we reference on our Instagram at Much Ado Some Shit. It's not crucial. There is no required watching. It's just so I can have half a chance in hell of remembering who these people are.
It's good to put faces to names.
I'm bad at names and semi-okay with faces.
I've also been somewhat bad about posting on our Instagram because I'm running an organization right now. But
that's fair.
I have been
bad about posting our additional content that we've promised. I swear it's coming. Thank you for your patience, but my editing turnaround got absolutely fucked by COVID and some other things. So we're doing our best out here.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get a bunch of blooper reels between seasons. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You will get extra content.
Yes.
I promise it is coming.
Okay, yes. Do you remember anything about what we experienced last time we talked about Couple to Trouble?
Distress.
Okay.
Turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
Conflict.
Specifics.
Ramon, Ashmal, and Jonathan don't have a chance. It sounded like Jonathan was, if I'm remembering where we left off correctly, it sounded like Jonathan was about ready to jump ship because, was it Ramon who was being a little bitch?
Yes.
Yeah, Ramon was being a little bitch doing that, it's fine, everything's fine thing, to the point where he made his partner cry instead of just talking about the fucking issue. That one stuck out to me because it was something that didn't even have to be a fight.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that could have been resolved with two sentences.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, he dragged it out for an entire, night and morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And made everyone uncomfortable and kept them in that instead of just fucking saying words.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of feelings about that, as I'm sure you could tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, don't like that. Ashmal, you deserve better. Ramon, get your shit together, man. Holy fuck, you are not six.
Uh-huh.
Use your words. Anyway, Corey Wilder and Denise were doing something. I don't remember.
Cool.
What were they doing?
Corey was just having a hard time with boundaries because Wilder has crossed Corey's boundaries prior in the relationship.
A threesome that went without the third for a hot minute.
Uh-huh.
Unexpectedly. Sean, Brittany, and Sanu.
Uh-huh.
They're not gonna make it.
Uh-huh.
Because Sean and Brittany, who wanted a third person to bring an emotional aspect to their relationship, which, yikes.
Yeah.
Are upset that the third person had emotions. Funny how that works out. Sanu, run. Don't let him treat you like an object, you beautiful goddess. Oh my god. And then Dylan, Lauren, and Becca were doing something.
Yep.
I really just remember the shitty ones. Well, they're all
the shittiest.
The shittiest ones. The notably shit.
Yes.
But no, none of this is gonna end well.
Okay. Where we left off with our last episodes, Dylan, Lauren, and Becca, you know, we've got these, triple wide beds.
Right.
Right.
We're entirely skipping the dating stage, shoving this person in like they've been there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fucking game changer up in here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, but also they could just drop the third person and get a new one at any time.
Well,
not at any time. But all, kind of at any time.
During our swapping ceremonies.
That.
Uh-huh.
Which.
We haven't had one
quite
yet.
This can't have been set up for anybody to succeed. Like, that's not you're not letting them actually date and get to know each other. You're like, okay, mm-hmm. you share a bed now. Like, have you tried sharing a bed with a stranger?
Some people
nobody's, have. Yes, but nobody's fucking sleeping. Like, goddamn. Unless they're like your husband who just, if he is horizontal, he is asleep.
He is asleep, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He is the only one I know with that superpower. I do not have it. The first time I share a bed with somebody, it's just like, okay, well, I'm going to be cranky tomorrow.
That's fair.
I'm going to be feeling big feelings because I'm not getting any sleep.
I don't know. You know, sometimes you just crawl into a somewhat stranger's backseat of a car and you be fucking and shit. Goes.
Okay, but also these people anyway. Are like in their 30s, mm-hmm. and you're less likely to do that at that age.
I suppose.
Look, at 30, you've got to sleep with the correct pillow.
Oh.
You've got to have the same mattress, like, or you're gonna just be jacked in the morning.
I traveled recently, and Isaac and I, we have, I want to say like a queen bed.
Uh-huh.
We slept in a double.
Ooh, that's close quarters.
Yes. Oh, with three other people in the room sharing two beds.
There's a lot of breathing to mm-hmm. listen to.
And then on top of that, we have like an old people bed. So we have it constantly just kind of like sat up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I slept flat for the first time since the last time we traveled.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was bad. It was awful.
Okay, if nothing else... This is why.
Yeah.
If nothing yeah, else, fair. It's because once you hit that age, you're just going to be miserable uh-huh. if you're mixing up your sleeping just uh-huh. for the hell of it. It ain't worth it, man.
If you, like, just turned 25, this is what you have to look forward to.
Hell yeah. It's coming for you.
Your sleep issues.
Faster than you think.
Our carpet cleaner broke, too, and I'm pissed.
No,
okay.
Not
let's
the
get back
appliances.
To the episode. Last we left the fucking episode, Becca was not in their bedroom with Dylan and Lauren.
Oh, yeah. Becca disappeared.
Yeah.
And I remember that was significant because it was less expected than with the other ones having trouble.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, none of this is going to succeed, but like... Two of the other ones were just really imploding, so it was yeah. kind of a surprise that Becca just
yeah.
first. Maybe she saw the writing on the wall with the other couples.
Maybe.
Thruples.
Maybe.
Pardon me.
Becca never came back to their room.
Damn.
She was feeling kind of used.
Yeah. Oh, was Lauren and Dylan the ones who it seemed like Dylan just wanted more arm candy?
Yes, that is how okay. Becca was feeling.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. He really just wants threesomes, not... A third person. He wants a second. He wants a second pussy, not a the third person.
Just get a pocket pussy, dude.
I mean, dude, no. Come on. They sell.
So Ramon is now feeling very much on the outskirts of their relationship. So everything got settled between Ramon and Ashmal.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't really spoken to Jonathan
mm-hmm.
About things.
Gotta speak to the other part of the couple. Mm-hmm. Thruple. I'll get there.
Yeah.
I'll get there.
But Ramon is kind of feeling this way because he wasn't really allowed to have his feelings in his family. Like, it was always, oh, you're sad? Shut up.
Uh-huh. Like, man, I get it.
Uh-huh.
Your childhood was a long-ass time ago.
Therapy's
gotta,
fucking cool,
yep,
too.
Yep. Look, at a certain age, it's no longer cute.
Uh-huh. Yep.
To blame your parents.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's time to take responsibility for your own mm-hmm. shit.
That's and why I buy my own Furbies.
Yeah. You made the other two parts of this thruple very uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
Unnecessarily, and you got to deal with that. Mm-hmm. Consequences of your actions. Wild!
Do you remember anything about Brittany, Sean, Sanu?
Well, yeah, Brittany was kind of entirely shut down because Sanu expressed emotion.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember specifics.
She said she felt dehumanized.
Right.
And Brittany
was like,
responded by...
Shutting down.
Dehumanizing her further by not listening to her words.
Yay.
Wow, good plan.
Yeah, very. So Brittany is like feeling like Sanu is not the right third for her and Sean.
I don't think there is one, sweetie.
Probably not. But Sean expresses that he gets a weird boner for one of the other singles.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. You know what? If the song No Reason Boner by NSP has taught me anything,
yeah,
it's that they just kind of happen.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. So Corey is wanting to move forward with Denise, wants to,
okay,
you know, just sure, get a little bit more comfortable around Denise.
That's
and
nice.
Hopefully, you know,
good for them.
Strengthen their thruple.
Uh-huh.
Ramon then communicates to Ashmal. Mm-hmm. That he didn't feel included with Jonathan while Becca is moving things out of Lauren and Dylan's room.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to refrain from a third Ramon rant.
Okay.
Well, it'll come out again later, but for now, you know how I feel. Mm-hmm.
Lauren is feeling like Becca was more interested in her than in Dylan.
Fair.
Probably.
Yeah.
Lauren's hotter.
Correct.
Jonathan talks to Becca about how things are going between him and Ramon and Ashmal.
Mm-hmm.
And says that it's pretty tense, especially since Jonathan is actually more attracted to Ramon than Ashmal.
Sure. I mean, so it's not going to be exactly one-to-one. There's going to be somebody that you find more physically attractive.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully you have something that attracts you to both people.
Right. Yeah. But it's just, you know, it's harder because he's more attracted to the person that's like pushing him away.
The person who's shittier anyway.
Uh-huh. Yep. Brittany talks to Ashmal and Ramon about how they need to like move forward with things and not, you know, sit and dwell. They need to fix shit.
Yeah.
So both.
What a fucking concept.
Brittany is both talking about Ashmal and Ramon and herself and Sean.
Look, I will take that advice for Ramon and Ashmal. Brittany, I think you need to maybe ruminate on things more than you do.
You know.
But that, whatever.
Therapy's good for a lot of reasons.
Boy, howdy.
Ramon talks to Jonathan about where he was coming from in regards to, like, kind of pushing Jonathan away and whatnot. And Ramon apologizes to Jonathan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. That's important.
And Jonathan just kind of expresses how much he likes Ramon.
Okay.
Ashmal is with some of the other people, like at the other end of the pool during this time. And someone is like, what would you do? How would you feel if like Ramon and Jonathan kissed right now? And Ashmal was like, I'd love that. That would be great. That doesn't happen. But,
well, yeah. You know. But hey, I mean, yeah, it's like if you're building a throuple, you can't be jealous of your partners going off together because you're all, because presumably they'd be just as committed to you as to each other. So
exactly.
It's like you're all on the same team.
Right, yeah. If that's the dynamic you're going for. I know lots of polyamorous couples who they don't interact with their partner's partner.
Okay, but is that a throuple though? Because a throuple implies a triangle.
I mean, a throuple is something more of like what we've been seeing. It would be a polycule is what it would be.
Okay.
Yeah. Or like if, you know, let's say Ramon, Ashmal, and Jonathan were together and, I don't know, Ramon has another person, but Ashmal and Jonathan do not interact with Ramon's other partner.
Then that would be a polycule, not a throuple.
Yes.
So, okay. Yeah. Yeah. If they're going for polycule, fine, but thruple, united.
Kind of implies something else.
United triangle is the implication.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's where they are kind of trying to box polyamory in.
Well, you can't introduce it to the masses with all the things.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they only, when gay people are included in something, it's just vanilla gay.
Pretty much.
No spicy varieties. Mm-hmm.
That's partially why, like, Drag Race is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
In the early seasons, they wanted very clear, like, transformations.
Yeah.
So, Sanu is disappointed and feels like Sean and Brittany think that she failed them.
They sure are acting like that's the case when they failed her.
Yeah, they're just clearly not.
They are looking for a therapist.
Yeah.
And that's going to be with every person.
But like,
they swap in.
They want a therapist, but at the same time, they are not open to being therapized by their therapist.
No, they don't. They want a magic solution in which they don't have to do any work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
So every single person, they're going to treat like that person failed them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're failing that person and themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Exactly.
Predicted, solidified for the rest of the fucking show. Uh-huh. Anyway, let's see how many times we can sing this song.
So they do another little relationship session.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about jealousy.
Okay.
So everyone writes down a moment that they had of jealousy
mm-hmm.
towards their partner, and they talk about it. So they've got, like, each little entry in a box.
Sure.
And the relationship coach takes it out of the box, reads it, and then whoever wrote it has to, like, claim it as theirs.
Okay.
And then they talk about it and are like, okay, well, this is what happened. This is how I felt, blah, blah, blah. And then the relationship coach gives it to that person
mm-hmm.
and says, okay, you can either throw this in the fire
mm-hmm.
and forget about it and, like, get over your jealousy, or you can take it with you and work on it.
Sure.
So, you know, I thought that was kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a,
not bad.
This is what you have to do type of
yeah.
thing. Back at the villa.
Uh-huh.
The singles get kind of wild, and Becca and Sanu end up making out in the pool.
Hell yeah. They don't have to fucking stay single. They've been allocated to this show. Let them party.
Yeah, exactly.
They're playing a waiting game.
And all of the singles are mostly people who have had experiences with polyamory.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah. So when the couples come back from the relationship session, Dylan acknowledges that Becca has more of a connection with Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
And Becca really appreciates that. She's like, oh, that's very nice of you to, like, notice that that's a thing. Yeah.
Sure. He's using his eyes. We like that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
All right.
Corey and Denise get closer, and they make out a little
bit. All right. Good for them.
So it's the first swap ceremony day.
Mm.
So Sanu wants to kind of work through her issues with Sean and Brittany.
She is way too healthy for them.
Yeah, probably. She's really kind of scared to broach that, but she does end up going up to them and being like, hey, can we talk for a minute? And Brittany is like, if this is about the same thing, then I think we're on the same page and, like, we don't need to talk about it.
You can't.
Yeah, it's a yikes. But Sanu is like, no, it's not about that. I just want to, like, explain myself and, like, why I've been acting the way I have been.
No, you're not the problem. Don't let them make you feel like you're the problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, what she says next, it makes me question, like, how much of the stories we're actually getting.
Okay, tricksy editing.
So Sanu thinks that she's been, like, trying to control things.
Okay.
With Sean and Brittany, like, she wants to control, like, when and how they do things and, like, what they talk about and all of this.
Okay, type A, I get it.
Yeah. And Brittany actually really appreciates Sanu opening up. She's like, this is, like, the first, like, genuine moment we've had. Blee. So, I don't know. I was like, what?
Interesting.
What, yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, these shows are 90% creative editing anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So we will never know the truth.
Mm-hmm. So Lauren approaches Becca
mm-hmm.
and kind of clears the air on that whole thing between them. Like, they're kind of on the same page that, like, Dylan doesn't have much of a connection with Becca.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren and Becca have a better connection.
Sure.
And Lauren is basically like, yeah, that kind of sucks just because, like, we get along so well. But,
right.
like, if it doesn't work with him, then it doesn't, you
yep.
know, work with
then
us.
Then that doesn't make a throuple.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Exactly. But everything, like, sounds pretty good. And then we get Becca in a fun little confessional. She's, like, talking about how it's just nice to do that and all of this. And then realizes that while she wants a connection with Lauren, she doesn't want to step on Dylan's toes. And, you know, she's fine with just being friends with Lauren. And then is like, oh, my God, did I just get friend-zoned?
Friend zone doesn't exist. You just have friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a rant for another day.
But she wants to be fucking Lauren.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, well, Friends is a prize all of its own. It is not second place.
Exactly. Okay, it is swap ceremony time.
Ooh, trauma round number one.
Yeah. How this goes is all of the singles come out, and the host comes out and basically asks each thruple, like, what they want to do. Mm-hmm. Do they want to stay or swap?
Yeah.
It's like Yankee swap. But people, that's healthy.
Oh, God.
So the host comes out and asks Lauren and Dylan what they want to do, and they decide to swap. And Becca agrees to the swap.
What if they say no?
Too fucking bad, dog. We'll actually kind of see that a little.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, God, the stress. Okay.
Okay, so Lauren and Dylan decide to swap Becca for Mia.
Okay.
Mia is one of the other singles that they have been getting to know.
Sure.
You know, just want to maybe get to know her a little bit more.
Okay.
So, Corey and Wilder decide to stay with Denise.
All right. I like her little hat in that picture. Mm-hmm, yeah. She is adorable.
And Denise agrees. She's like, I like that I get to stay. Oh. So, that's nice.
That's nice.
Sean and Brittany decide to swap because they haven't really gotten to know Sanu.
Okay, they be swapping every time. I'm calling it now.
Fair. Sanu is sad to go. She wanted more time with them.
I feel bad for Sanu.
Yeah, and I get wanting to have more time with these people, but at the same time, like, it's a reality TV show. You've gotta get shit going.
What, you want a date and get to know the people that you're going to be in a relationship with?
Yeah, so they decide to swap, and they decide on Darian together.
She's quite pretty.
Yes, they are all quite pretty. There is another girl who stepped forward that was someone that they had talked to quite a bit, and she's pissed when Darian is chosen over her. So, and then it is Ramon and Ashmal's turn to decide if they want to stay or swap.
Sure. Ashman, surprise, drops Ramon. No, I don't get to write my own stories.
No, sorry. So they get asked what they want to do, and Ramon is like, well, you know, we kind of want something new with... It's a cliffhanger ending, so.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I am not kidding you.
That's cheap.
That's reality, baby!
Oh my God. Do you want to just spoil it for the for the podcast?
We're next episode, yeah.
Really? We're going to leave the podcast on a cliffhanger
too? I mean, I could.
That's too mean. We can't be like that. There's people. We got to be better than that.
Who are into edging who are very excited right now.
Look. There's plenty of places where you can get that, but this ain't one.
This is not it.
No.
I mean, I guess.
Come on.
They want something new. They want new experiences with Jonathan.
Aww.
And I think they have.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
That's cute. Okay. Yeah. Well, good.
Yep.
That's part three.
Yeah. Mia seems to be some sort of influencer.
Okay.
She's gonna be at a special thing, so.
Okay.
Have we talked about some of the fun fuckery that they do with reality TV shows? Like, I had a friend recently find out why, like, certain reality TV competition shows, RuPaul's Drag Race, they have to wear the same outfit for all of their confessionals. So that they can Frankenstein stuff together.
Yep.
And it also is a way to deter people from figuring out, like, who's the final four.
Oh, okay.
You can tell in the early seasons, like, season 5, Alaska is on, and she is wearing, like, a white tank top in the workroom a lot of the times. And on her shirt with black duct tape, she spells, I think, Ralaska Talks. And that was one way people were kind of able to be like, oh, she gets to the end. Because also, I mean, they wanted it for the drama of Alaska's partner, Sharon, won the previous season. So, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much that's not real about any of this.
That reminds me, the reason why my friend realized that. First season of Love is Blind... their cups are clear. So you can tell how much beverage is in them. They changed them to gold goblets so that you couldn't tell.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that they can puzzle piece things together mm-hmm. out of order, out of context. They can take a fight that didn't happen and just put dialogue next to each other from completely different things mm-hmm. with some dramatic music under it or like mm-hmm. tense music, and then cut to people just sitting there and be and pretend there's tension.
Yep. Yeah.
It's none of it's real. That's why it makes me insane.
Yeah.
We're over here. I'm playing along. I'm passing judgment. I'm getting worked up about all the things. But I know, deep down, that it's like, well, it probably didn't happen like that.
You know.
That probably wasn't real. Did Becca really move out when they said she did? Did this happen? What really happened with Sanu?
The whole Sanu situation thing. Is the one I'm the most like, I don't know.
You know, it's just bad editing when you notice it.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a Peacock original. You know, they've got some weird funding. And it's also just weird. Like, I think in the next episode we're going to talk about, Denise's boobs are just out. They're not pixelated or anything. Which was a little wild to me.
That.
But they pixelated Jonathan's taint.
I mean, thank you.
So.
But. Okay, well, that. We're done now.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, guys, for listening. You can follow us. I don't know why you would. Is anyone still listening?
If you're still here, I was going to say comment taint, but I probably shouldn't encourage
that. Please don't comment
crop
taint.
Top.
Comment what you think the opposite of taint is. Anyway, nope, don't give them any hints. You can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, support us on Patreon. All of that is at Much Ado Some Shit. Our YouTube channel is also at Much Ado Some Shit. If you want to watch video with our faces and some editing that I try in my best. I'm an audio professional. I'm a visual learner.
Amateur.
Learner.
Student.
Visual learner. Anyway, a special shout out
to our
patrons.
Emma,
Florence, and Meg. Thanks so much, guys. We appreciate you. We appreciate everyone for listening. And we will see you all next week.
Bye.